control of our borders.
AI.
Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out. What's bugging you? Look at you.
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise. Yes, indeed. It is 7:20. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try again. GT, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is when the politicians talk about comprehensive immigration reform, there's laws on the books, and Congress has had an opportunity to change those laws since Ronald Reagan did over a million amnesty. I think all these politicians like Pritzker and them should be prosecuted. And you superstars have a great day.
Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, 1986, I understand it might have been as many as 3.1 million getting that status. But exactly what you said, exactly agreed. They're not utilizing laws that are on the books. Clearly, they're overriding them. That's what the Biden administration has done since day one. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Judge Haggard's judgment in the Jose Ibarra case regarding Riley Lakin. Lakin Riley, rather. Because it's not up to me as taxpayer to pay this guy the next 50 years of free gym club, free clothing, free meal plan, and free housing, as well as it's not your job either. Very poor judgment. This is a time for an eye for an eye situation, because if we keep going this way, then we're just going to get more Venezuelans killing Americans, and they're going to get like 50 years of free accommodations. So that's bugging me, and I could go on, but I want to be brief.
No, I get the idea. If a crime is as heinous as this one, and you do have capital punishment, you do have a death penalty in your state, then how bad does a crime have to be if that doesn't reach the standards? Yeah. All right, let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
Almost the same thought as the previous caller. I just gets to me is, why doesn't Trump, after gets on a deal with Russia and some of these third world countries, make prisons over there? We'll send our guys, the lifers, over to the third world countries. Tell Putin, you know, get those old gulags working. And oh my God, you had a power failure and 40 degree below zero. What a shame. That's what's bugging me.
Oh my gosh. But third world countries could house prisoners cheaper.
There's an idea.
There is a little nugget in there. I think you got it. Pete, what's bugging you?
The message sent by Putin with this launch of the ICBM is so obvious a blind man could see it with a cane. ICBM stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, meaning it can go from one continent to another, or, for example, from Siberia to Seattle. It's not usually used in these short-range launches, so it's obvious that Putin is saying, look, I've got this thing. I'm not afraid to use it. Here's a little demonstration. Now, what are you going to do? Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you. Well said. Victor, what's bugging you?
Local traffic. The city of Alachua, where I live, has become so congested. Just trying to get out to go to work is ridiculous. They keep slapping up these subdivisions left and right, but yet there's no maintenance to our roads here locally in town. I mean, it's getting ridiculous and it's getting dangerous.
Yeah, the roads, a lot of them are overloaded already, and yeah, that's all. Oh, it's been a big issue, and unfortunately, it is probably going to get worse. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And Tony, what's bugging you?
Maybe you can help me out. So Biden was too forgetful to be prosecuted for handling for documents. Biden was too old and to be presented as the presidential candidate. That somehow Biden is a genius, that he's going to be able to navigate World War III, and nobody's calling for his removal. Help me figure this out. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, to go into it now, point well taken is all I can say, but it's much easier to make trouble than it is to make peace. I'll leave it there. Pam, what's bugging you?
Oh, my goodness. So I missed half of what's bugging you because I just saw some lady pull right out in front of a motorcycle. He hit the back end of her car, went rolling, and then ran into the house. And some other lady came out saying, I was driving the car. No, you were not. So I had to wait for the police. But, yeah, some lady didn't even look at that motorcycle, everybody's okay. I mean,
I'm glad you took the time to, you know, to report it, to be a witness. Absolutely. Yep. Let's go to Terry. What's bugging you?
People that complain about something that has nothing to do with what they're truly upset about. Yesterday, I was with a girl at work, and she's fussing about the internet and her bills and everything, and I gave her solutions that would work fine, and she turned around and says, you just don't understand, and goes back into her complaint again. And I'm looking at her going, okay, what is the real problem? She would never say. Drives me nuts.
Sometimes people are looking for to vent and not really looking for solutions, because that actually takes a concerted effort to utilize solutions. And sometimes they just want to vent and wallow in it, unfortunately. David, what's bugging you?
Yes, it's the rest of the situation. It's the lack of the meat hook. You know, in Saddam, they should have got him out earlier. George Bush Sr.'s affair. And same thing with Putin. You got to give the guy the meat hook, and if you do that, everything will go away.
All right. There you go. Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
The left doesn't use logic. It's that simple. God bless America.
All right.
It's true. Very true.
Short, sweet, great point.
And it bugs him. And that's the whole point.
Jeff, you're a good one.
Yeah, Jeff. We're going to keep you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a good egg.
Yeah, good egg. Yeah.
There you go.
There's an old one. Boy, that's a flashback.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Still coming through. Still coming through for me.
That's great.
It is approaching 7:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Code word for great concert tickets coming up and a whole lot more on 97.3 The Sky.